Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. I'm your host, Dave Woodward. Today, this is our very first time we're trying this. We're going live video and seeing this actually is going to work here. So I've got Jason Stone, the Instagram king. Jason, welcome, bud. I'm so excited to have you.
Thanks for having me. It's awesome.
This is crazy. I had the opportunity of meeting you back at Dean Graziosi's event when we sat down for a little tight, intimate group there. You are just crushing it on Instagram. We've hired you already. Love the stuff you're doing. I was actually just talking to Russell before we got going. He said, well, if you're talking to Jason, there's three things I want to know. So we'll hammer those questions out real quick here. But anything before we get going you wanted to say about yourself? They've introduced yourself to our audience here.
Well, my name is Jason Stone. I'm a serial entrepreneur. And, you know, I've been hustling my whole life. And I just take things as they come. New opportunities come. I jump and, you know, I'm shuffling around a lot of businesses right now. And sometimes it gets overwhelming. But us as entrepreneurs, we deal with it. We move forward. So... It's always something, every day is something new.
Dude, the coolest thing, I mean, hustle is an understatement. I know I was on Instagram watching your stuff. I saw some of the phone cases. Hustle's one of those words. You've got hustle everywhere. You're definitely, I mean, one of the kings of hustle. And I think it's real cool just as far as you've done a ton as far as affiliate marketing, which is a hustle all in of itself. Then you've got the local door coupon, another completely different hustle. You've got your Instagram Academy.
I also have Treadstone Performance, which still runs in the background, which is my passion, my first business I ever started. And I've been going on since I was about 20 years old. I'm 37 now, so 17 years that business has been chugging along in the background.
Which business was that again?
It's called Treadstone Performance Engineering. I'm a mechanical engineer. I went to college for mechanical engineering, and I started an engineering firm. During college, instead of getting a job, I actually took one co-op job during college and decided working for someone else wasn't for me. I just started my own business. And I, for the love of cars, making cars go faster and turbocharging, that's what we do, design, manufacture, turbocharger parts, cars all across the world.
Dude, that's crazy. Well, again, I wanted to just dive into a lot of this stuff. First of all, guys, if you aren't currently following Jason on Instagram, you absolutely have to. Jason, you want to give your Instagram...
@millionaire_mentor.
Make sure you definitely want to follow him. He's one of the big kings in the industry. In fact, the king. I don't know anyone who's really bigger than you out there as far as followers go.
I mean, there's some other – when I got started back in the day, there was only maybe a dozen motivational accounts. But then there were the kids accounts that post the, like, you know, the high school kids that post the little memes. You know, I don't really – consider those in the same niche as me. So yes, I guess I am the biggest in my niche, the motivation entrepreneur niche, so to speak.
Dude, I love it. The fun part for me is seeing how much of your stuff gets shared all around. I mean, it is.
Yeah, last time I checked, it was about 100 reposts a day.
That's crazy.
Posting, you know, if you go to my tag photos, maybe show 100 pictures a day of just anybody just reposting the content.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just we make relatable content, and we make shareable, relatable content, and we make it for the masses, and that's kind of how I grew organically over the years.
Well, that's one of the things I was so fascinated when we were talking there is how you really started off more with this motivational one, hiding behind the, you know, the millionaire mentor. No one even knew who Jason Stone was.
So yeah.
Tell us that story.
That happened because I had a personal account on Instagram. And we went out of town to Orlando. I posted pictures of us going out of town. And my house was robbed that weekend. And I deleted all my social media. I said, forget social media. I'm done with it. I deleted my Instagram and disabled my Facebook. I did it for my wife. She wasn't too happy either. It was like, Instagram got me robbed.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks later, I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'm going to get back on Instagram, but not as a personal page. I'm going to just start... you know, providing some value and some motivation, inspiration. And I don't know. I don't know why or where the Millionaire Mentor name came from. Maybe because I always thought of myself as like a good teacher. And I was a millionaire at that time. you know, before I turned 30 years old, I became a millionaire with my Treadstone business. So, you know, those two things combined, I wanted to share my story, share little tips and tricks and secrets along the way, as also, you know, give people motivation and inspiration throughout the day. And that's where it all came from.
Dude, I love it. I think it's so fascinating just to see all the stuff you've done. A couple things I wanted to, before I forget, because Russell's going to kill me if I don't get these questions from you answered. First of all, that is, how do hashtags actually work?
Hashtags. All right. This is a kind of like a controversial subject because me, myself, I don't use any, maybe one, two, or three, and they're only pertaining to the quote or the post. So they're very organic to the post. They're not like motivation, entrepreneur, business, mindset, you know, basic words that you want a hashtag for, because I've never used, you know, I started using the 30 hashtags, you know, back in the day when I was like 10, 100, you know, maybe a few thousand followers. And it worked because there are bots that go around on Instagram that people program. Now there's thousands of bots. So that's why hashtags work. But you're getting likes from a bot, an account. It's not a real person sometimes. So those likes, they may boost your likes, but are they real people and are going to, you know, engage with your posts from the hashtag? I mean, I've surveyed a couple of people. I'm like, do you ever search hashtags? Do you search any hashtags daily? They're like, no, I never search hashtags. I'm like, I mean, why is anybody really using them? So they might use them. No one's ever going to search the hashtag motivation. There's millions of hashtag motivation. What are you going to find? Just go to my account now. So hashtags only work if you make them specific enough, long enough, specific, pertaining to the post. And you could search things that you want to, might be interested in pertaining to that hashtag. So you can't use just random names. And it's always got to be, what's the word I'm thinking of? Exclusive? No. Anyways, just they have to pertain to the post or the quote or anything that's going on in the post. Well, so
that is great to hear, because that's one of the main things we were looking at is how do people know what the hashtag is to look for? So again, that specificity, I totally get that, but I was like, man, so I appreciate not knowing or knowing that hashtags don't matter that much.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't stress anybody trying to grow an account using hashtags. It's not going to work.
Awesome.
The best way to grow an account is getting shouted out, mentioned by bigger accounts. That's the only way to put your name out there.
Okay, so that's what I want to talk about next. And again, we hired you to do some shout-outs. Loved it. Explain to people how shout-outs work and why they're so valuable.
So I'm considered an influencer. An influencer is anybody that has an audience. And I tell people this all the time. Just get out there and do something that you're good at and create an audience. Because once you create an audience, you can use that audience to put eyeballs on your products or services or any business that you start in the future, and you're going to have free traffic. Now, that's where what was the question?
I was trying to find out as far as shout-outs.
Oh, the basic question. What is a shout-out? Anyways, so me as an influencer that I've built this audience, and I'm able to steer people in whatever direction I want and put their eyeballs on any product or service I want for the rest of my life. I have free traffic, 2.4 million followers of free traffic that I could use for my business, which I've done tremendously. And, you know, there's a few businesses I've used it for, turned into multi-million-dollar businesses because of those eyeballs. But anyways, a shout out is when I mention your page and I say either follow this page or go here for this, this, and that, because you're going to get this, this, and that type of service or product. And you just direct traffic. It's like doing a Facebook ad. You drive traffic from Facebook. Obviously, you're paying Facebook or you pay an influencer. It's the same thing.
So how would a person contact you basically to do a shout out? I mean, I personally know you. I basically contact you as a friend.
The best way is I have my email directly in my bio. You could just look at my email right there. Every business profile has a button that said contact, and I get the email instantly. Or there's also direct messages, but since I have someone that helps me with direct messages, it's not the best way to communicate, I don't think. Some accounts only do direct messages. Some accounts have their Kik profile, K-I-K. That's like the international Instagram messaging app. Every Instagrammer usually uses Kik. And a lot of profiles will actually just put K-I-K, semicolon, and then their name. You go download the app and message them. And the next thing is, what do you charge? And they'll say, $100 for 2 hours or something, whatever the rates are. And yeah, you can always negotiate, but that's pretty much how it's done. You got to get the content. Yeah, your shout out just can't. You got to know what you're doing. There's a science to doing the shout out correctly. You can't. Something you have never done before, you might want to ask the account, what do you think? Maybe give me some help. I help a lot of my clients out, like you guys. Tell you which content works best, how to structure the captions so people actually go to the account. If you write a big paragraph and then your account's tagged at the bottom, that's not going to work. You got to tag the account right there at the top because Instagram cuts it off. Little things like that. There's a lot of little things that add up to having a quality shout out.
I love that. Tell me, as far as one of the things we were looking at was the actual link. I know a lot of times people refer, say, everyone just says, take a look at my bio and grab my link there, versus putting your link actually in the post. I was looking at some of your Instagram. You and I were talking before we got started here. Again, if you guys want to take a look at, phone cases, great motivational phone cases, you can go to Lux Armor.
I just posted that today.
LuxArmorCase.com. And so there you had phone cases, and you actually put the domain on the actual. You got some. There we go. That's what we're talking about. Chronic ambition, dream, believe, hustle, achieve. Great phone cases.
Of course, this one. Can't miss this one.
That's the one, honestly. That's the one I thought for sure you would have shown first, but.
I just reached in the box over here.
So, but I want to find out, is it best then, Jason, you actually put that in the picture. I mean, it was luxarmorcase.com. Other people refer to your bio.
Yeah, on my story, since I'm a verified profile, I can actually tell people to swipe up. This is only for verified Instagram profiles. Now, this is a very, very powerful feature that they only give to verified profiles. Luckily I'm verified, I can use it, but a lot of people are like, damn, it's so awesome that you have that swipe up feature because it drives so much traffic. And I tell people to swipe up and put a link, and all you gotta do is go like this, and they're there at the webpage. I can drive 2,000 clicks in a 24-hour post from that feature.
Which you've done for us, and I know others.
I've done it for you a couple of times, so it works very well.
You guys, you're huge on Instagram. I don't think people understand how big you are. I mean, 2.4 million followers on Instagram. I can't even equate to what that would resemble inside of Facebook, because Instagram is so much more hyperactive than Facebook is.
People take action on Instagram rather than Facebook. People are actually like going to websites. They're buying stuff. They're clicking around. Facebook is just so diluted right now with ads and marketers and people's update status. Instagram is very visual, and people love that visualization of a picture. And it's such a powerful platform.
So what would you recommend for people who want to get started? I hear back and forth as far as the images versus the stories. Where do you find what's more important, or both, I guess?
I mean, it depends what you're trying to accomplish, but you got to take use of all the features. You have to post, you have to go on stories and do some behind the scenes. Like, let's just say, for instance, your business, Russell would post his quality content on the feed and maybe more behind the scenes content, just snapping people around the office on stories, and then set your camera up to go live and do like a little mini webinar. Those three different ways of putting content to people is great. You got all three on one platform.
So the stories last for 15 seconds. How long does the live last?
24 hours.
How long can your live be?
On Instagram, I've done an hour live before. I'm not sure when it cuts off.
Huh. Okay. We might actually try that tomorrow. We've got,
On my live, I can go live and, I'm sorry. The live on Instagram right now, it ends when you're done.
Okay.
That's the only bad part about it, because live on Facebook stays there.
Got it.
Live on Instagram, I hope they're going to make it stick around for 24 hours at least, so people can view you live, but I'm not sure how they're going to implement that. But I can go live and get 20,000 viewers within 15 minutes.
Yeah, your viewers are hyperactive. I mean, they love you. It's just, it's so cool to see. I've watched you over time, especially since we met at Dean's Place, and I followed you. I'm just amazed at, people love the content you put out. You put out a ton of content. You're very good as far as putting a lot of behind the scenes stuff. You see your family, your kids, what you guys are doing, and people relate to you a ton, even as the Millionaire Mentor and also Jason Stone.
Yeah. I mean, going back to the question before, is no one really knew about me. I grew my account to 1 million followers and no one had no idea who was behind it. I actually didn't want to come out because I was afraid of the robbery and the shit that happened earlier. My account. So that's why I hid behind the account and I didn't put any personal pictures up. But then I realized that I have 1 million followers. You know, you got to put yourself out there. If you want to create your brand and your personal brand and actually monetize even more than what I have, if I, you know, it's the sky's the limit when you put yourself out there. And I tell people all the time, put yourself out there, go on video, go on camera, tell your story. People follow people's stories. They want to know behind the scenes. They want to see your family, how you really are. They want to see your personality. And that's what you got to portray across the, you know, that more of the behind the scenes action where I post my pictures, my family, going to the beach, this and that. Sometimes I'll go on and put little tips, meal mentor tip of the day, which I haven't done for weeks. I need to do that and start doing that again. I have a hashtag called meal mentor tips. So you can go on it and it search that hashtag meal mentor tips and you'll find all my posts or just marketing tips, branding tips, business tips.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, tell me real quick. I'm real curious to find out more about this whole local door coupons thing. I mean, you went from being this engineer doing all these crazy stuff for cars, and then you go, a lot of people would say, regress basically back to doing door-to-door type of coupons here.
Cool marketing, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, there was actually a Huffington Post article from engineer to millionaire mentor. And then from we'll go from millionaire mentor back to old school coupon marketing.
But you're crushing it with that. I mean, that's a huge amazing. Business.
The business blew up. It's crazy. But what's really amazing and crazy about it that happened was we sold 40 franchises in less than 10 months, the last 10 months. I started promoting the local door coupons from my social media only, Snapchat and Instagram. I'm like, hey, Gary, there's a business opportunity out here. I teamed up with my friends. They gave me a little percentage of the business. I came on board as a member of the team and was in charge of marketing. And the concept is, you know, you ever get Chinese coupons, rubber band to your door?
Sure.
Chinese restaurants.
Yeah.
So we take that concept, but we put 16 businesses on a long door hanger and make it a really nice cardstock, really nice and shiny and flashy. And 16 businesses advertise, local businesses around you advertise on that same hanger. So when you get home from school, you pick it up and you're like, oh, wow, they're like Groupon style ads, buy one, get one free. A lot of restaurants do it. You know, we've had all major brands advertise with us here in Miami, even the Dolphins, the Marlins, bowling alleys, restaurants. It's because it works. It works. Like you come home and you see all these nice shiny advertisements of buy one get one free, Groupon style type of stuff, and you're heading out with the family to go bowling for the night. I don't know, a restaurant, and everybody loves it. So we sold 30, almost 40 franchises. We just had two closings the other day, and now we're almost looking to be acquired by mergers and acquisitions, a big company. I don't want to put any names out there yet, but I don't want to ruin it. But we just got the call the other day, like, hey, we're interested in teaming up with you, buying your business. And this is a company that has 500 franchises worldwide. So we're pretty excited about that. Could be a multi-million-dollar deal, eight-figure deal maybe.
Dude, that is awesome. I really hope people understand.
From social media, off my phone.
I think that's the part I want to make sure people understand here. This is basically social media taking a phone and going as far offline as you basically can to where it's literally a physical product that's being hung on doors. And I've seen, again, I've loved watching your Instagram story and seeing some of the interviews you've had with, you know, testimonials of your franchisees or as you're putting together some of the advertisements and stuff. And I think the part I really want to make sure people understand is, as again, from a Funnel Hacker Radio standpoint, obviously it's all about sales funnels. I think that's one of the coolest sales funnels I've seen because it's really an amazing way of taking someone completely offline from a phone. I mean, you started literally on the phone and took them offline.
I've been trying to get the guys at Local Door to do an actual funnel. Give me a landing page. Let's put an email automation drip campaign in place. We're in the process of doing this right now, but it's taking months to get there. I'm like, guys, we need to make a funnel for this. We'd close so many more sales if we had a funnel, hackers. So, yeah, the automation emails, we're setting up, and we're making the landing page. So right now I'm driving traffic to the franchise sign-up page. You know, there's a lot of information there. You know, there's too much information for people. You know, we want to funnel them down in a nice sales video in an email box, right? So, you know, we collect the email and then follow up with all of our social proof, our testimonials, everything that I put out there to try and sell this business. We put it in the email drip series campaign and make a funnel.
That's awesome. So how much does it cost to buy one of those franchises?
The cost is going to be, right now it's $22,500. It's going to go up to $25,000.
That's awesome. So they, again, all started from a phone where basically That's where they find out about you and then sells a $22,500 high ticket, soon to be 25 grand.
Yeah.
Amazing. Congratulations, Jason. I mean, that's just awesome, awesome stuff. Want to also kind of talk about your, you also have a funnel for teaching people about Instagram.
And yes. I have, InstaPro. It's a course that I teamed up with a guy named Jeremy, and he already kind of had it built with one of his teammates, and he wanted me to endorse it, like fully endorse it, you know, put my logo on his page. And you know, I said, yeah, because I wasn't really promoting an Instagram course at the time, and I figured, why not? And that is a really very well put together course, comprehensive, very comprehensive. I've bought some people's – I've been wanting to do my own course ever since I gained 100,000 followers. 2 years ago, I wanted to do my own Instagram course. I've just been putting it off and putting it off. And it's one of those things that you just say you're going to do and never get to. I'm like, Jeremy approached me. I'm like, hey, take all the work off my plate. I'll just endorse your course. So I did help put some more video content into his course and make it a little bit more in-depth, put my two cents on it as well. And if you guys are interested, you know, email me, jason@mealmentor.com, if you want to take the course.
I think it's awesome. So it's actually, I saw at least the page was on ClickFunnels. I know it goes to a Webinar Jam type of webinar. Kind of walk us through the funnel. I'm assuming it's pretty much a webinar funnel. Is that right?
So yeah, he's done a lot with ClickFunnels with this course. It's all done on ClickFunnels. The pages and everything's built on ClickFunnels. So basically it's an evergreen webinar that I can drive traffic to at any time. You know, I promote it maybe 2 times a month for a few days each. And it's an evergreen webinar and all built on ClickFunnels.
That's awesome. Love seeing that kind of stuff. I'm fascinated just to see, again, you're the king of hustle, crushing on Instagram, which is a platform a lot of, you know, quote unquote, traditional marketers really kind of stayed away from. It's been more of, you know, Facebook is everyone I talk to is always Facebook, Facebook, Facebook. And I really want to kind of spend a little more time. Tell me as far as why Instagram.
I think, I kind of brought up earlier, it's just a powerful visual platform. People love scrolling through Instagram and looking at pictures. And people take action on Instagram. And I know that there's a stat, I think, only 10%, I think less than 10% of marketers are on Instagram, while 90% of them are on Facebook. So, you know, I was one of the first marketer, I guess you'd say, on Instagram to start as an affiliate and promote affiliate and drive traffic to different, you know, digital products. I mean, I know so many businesses that have been born on Instagram. You know, nutrition companies, watch companies, you name a company, they build their business exclusively on Instagram, and they use Instagram influencers to get the word out. They don't use anything else.
Does it work best for then physical products?
Yeah, I know a lot of guys that have, they've built their following, they can buy pages, you can buy and sell Instagram pages because you're buying the followers. It's like buying an email list maybe. And I know a guy that sells fidget spinners, you know, that little craze. Yeah,
absolutely.
Does $100,000 a month in fidget spinners.
Oh my gosh.
From Instagram alone. Like his profit margins are probably 60, 70%.
That's crazy.
He's got a website. He just drives traffic. He has a bunch of Instagram pages, and he's set up multiple e-commerce stores. And he just uses Instagram pages. He buys pages, does shout outs, drives traffic to the link in the bio, and drives traffic to his e-com store.
That's awesome. Well, Jason, I know your time is super valuable, and I greatly appreciate how much you've been able to shed light on this whole Instagram phenomenon. Anything else you want to share with our audience before we kind of wrap things up?
No. What else can we share?
So I do want to make sure people know how to get a hold of you. So what's the easiest way of getting a hold of you?
Millmentor.com is my website. Hit me up on Instagram, millionaire_mentor. You can click the contact. You want to send me an email, got questions, we got answers.
Awesome. So Millmentor, again, it's MillMentor.com. Definitely follow Jason on Instagram. He's crushing it. 2.4 million followers. I mean, that's just unheard of. I mean, that's just massive, massive following. Been written up all over the place recently. I'm seeing Forbes, Huffington Post. I mean, some of the major places are basically trying to tell your story, because I think it's pretty fascinating to see where you've come from, and most importantly, how you've actually used Instagram to really market like crazy. And again, physical products, information products, everything out there.
I market everything. Like, I'm a big affiliate marketer. Give me a product and I'll put it out there for you and market it for you. I just got fitted for a suit to trade for shout outs. Like,
did you really?
Company now. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I know you've been a top affiliate.
Another one was, we just went on a yacht for my wife's birthday and we traded some yachts for Instagram posts.
That's like the best barter system out there.
I do it with everything. Hey, you want to trade for some shout outs?
I'm going to have to think of what you might want. Now I'll be trading you shout outs for sure. I love that idea. That's really cool. Well, Jason, thanks so much. I really appreciate your time. Thanks for being my first video guest on our Funnel Hacker Radio Show. And awesome. We'll make sure we get this live here pretty quick and make sure we start sending some business as well.
Awesome.
Thanks again, bud.
Take it easy.
See ya. Bye. Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is, we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dream car and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.